Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell.
And my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt.
With over 30 years combined experience as financial advisors in Utah,
Mark and I have worked through many people's retirements, so that way we know the ins and outs.
Using established strategies, they can help you reduce debt and create an income to last your lifetime.
We really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
It's your money, you do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
Hopefully, you're enjoying the weekend and, most importantly, staying healthy while doing so. We're glad that you're here along with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and his son and financial advisor Clint, who are here to answer your financial questions as they do every Saturday. 801-839-4939 is the number that you can call to ask your questions. Again, it's 801-839-4939. You can also find out more online at retirerichtoday.com. Guys, how are you?
Doing A-OK.
Very well.
Well, I'm glad that we are practicing social distancing through the magic of technology. We're able to do it. Everybody's been broadcasting from home and all the media outlets, and we're doing the same because I have to be totally honest. I have something happening in the back of my throat that has made me feel nervous the past couple of days.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Well, I checked. I put a Google on it. Sore throat is not a COVID symptom, and I don't have a cough, and I'm not out of breath, and I don't have a fever, which I've been taking my temperature regularly. You know what I think it is, though? All of the cleaning products that I've been using, I think I'm having some sort of allergic reaction. You ever been outside scrubbing your furniture, your patio furniture, and the next day you have like a tickle in the back of your throat from the chemicals?
Yeah. You breathe in those fumes, and
I have overdone it in my neurotic tendencies to clean away the COVID-19. And now I feel like I have a
cold. You're probably immune now. You're
going
to have to tell us how well that works.
We discovered the cure accidentally by cleaning everything.
You developed a new vaccine.
There it is. Listen,
clean toxins in the air.
I'll let you guys be my first investors, okay?
Bleach. It's powerful.
It's powerful stuff. And so we want to do on this show today, talking about why the latest market crash is even crazier than what happened in 1929, if you can believe it. Also, how your financial advisor can still help you even while we're all practicing our social distancing. And bear market or bull market, the importance of rebalancing your portfolio, covering these topics and others, all in effort to help you keep your financial feet on the ground despite an up and down market. The goal will always be to help you have a happy retirement. But of course, your vision of happy, that's different than everyone else's. We all have different dreams, different goals. So how we define retiring rich is also different for each of us. With that said, before we get to the rest of the show, Mark, can you take a minute to explain why the show is called Retire Rich Today and what it means when you say that you hope to help people retire rich?
Yeah, we don't want anyone to retire poor and just struggle and get by in their retirement. We want them to completely enjoy their retirement years. They've saved an entire lifetime for this event. And we want them to enjoy that time period. And what I mean by retire rich is that you have no debt and sufficient assets set aside that will generate income to last a lifetime. If you have no debt, it doesn't cost that much money to live. And if you have sufficient assets that you can draw upon in stocks, bonds, annuities, Social Security income, whatever that source of income might be, pensions, as long as it's safe and secure or more safe and secure than other assets, it'll generate income to last a lifetime. We've utilized annuities for years and years for our clients. So when the markets crash, it's protected. Mm-hmm. They have to have that safe, secure safety net so their income is guaranteed to last a lifetime.
I know that figuring out ways to achieve these kinds of things, that's what you guys, the Cadells, you work to do every day, even right now when the market seems to be changing its mind minute to minute, to say the very least. It's understandable, though, how people, they can react to it all emotionally, sympathetically. I think that all of us have been doing that. But Forbes is actually warning us that that's one of the most dangerous things that we can do in a bear market. It's to panic. So let's talk specifics on that. What should we avoid doing in these kinds of markets?
So One thing that you can't really do is time the market, and that's what a lot of people want to do with their emotions. They say, oh, okay, if everything's going down, I gotta buy it, bail out right now, mm-hmm. sell, and go to cash. And that's fine. You can do that, and that's a good way to save what you have and not lose more. But when you do things like that, you're giving up the opportunity for a gain. For example, we've had clients and we know people that sell right when they hit the bottom, and the next few days, the markets go up 17%. And so they can't buy back in
right.
until they've lost that opportunity for those gains. So there's just different odds and ends to it as far as making that emotional gut reaction. Because really, it's your money, so nobody blames you for doing things like that. But that's why it's important to have a financial advisor who's been around for a while. That way they can know the ups and the downs, and they can really see things that will work out best for you. Because once you have that financial plan in place with a financial planner, then you can stick to it and you can set realistic goals that you can accomplish. And when things do go badly, you know what's going to happen. You know how your money's going to react. So that way you don't have that added stress in your life that you just don't really need.
And if you look back at some of the recent statistics in 2008, when the market crashed, about 5% of those 55 and older, they dumped all of their stocks in their 401ks. Then they missed out on the huge rebound in 2009.
Mm.
So it's important not to, if the market's already down and you've already lost some money on paper, please don't bail out and sell at the low when it's down 38%. That's the time to buy.
Okay.
That's the perfect time to be buying. And if it's already down and your accounts are down, just hold on to those assets. They will rebound as we've seen this week. We've had some huge up days. I mean, up 10%. 5%, 7% in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already made back a lot of that 38% sell-off that we've seen. We're almost back to the point where it could be called a correction if it goes up a few more percentage points. So when the markets drop so fast, they often bounce up very quickly. It's going to bounce around for a while, but we'll get through this coronavirus situation and things will improve.
And I know that having somebody like you guys on our side when the markets seem to be going every which direction except for the direction we want them to be in, and we find ourselves in the face of panic, being able to pick up the phone and call you, that's the real difference maker for a lot of people to avoid making mistakes that we hopefully can avoid, right?
Yeah, we've had a number of clients call us, and they're worried, and rightly so.
Yeah.
I have my own money in the market, too, as well, and I'm concerned when it drops like this. It's not a pleasant experience. It's easy to talk about. It's very tough when it's your own money and you're going
right.
through that situation. So,
mm-hmm.
But we told them, hold on to that. It's down right now. We're not selling. If anything, now's the time to be buying, because if you sell, it's hard to get back in within a couple of days. So we recommended that most people hold, and they did, and now they're very happy when the markets are bouncing back up. So just because we've been through this a number of different times, we've seen the ups and downs, so we know how to give counsel in these stock market tumultuous times.
Right. 801-839-4939. Save that number to your cell phone. If you find yourself panicking or worrying or wondering about your own positions, you know that you can call the Cadells and ask them and find out more and options and get some insight onto ways that you can better yourself. Even in this market crazy time, there are options available to you. And that's where I want to go next, talking about things that we should not avoid. Because I realize that for most people lately, with all the risk that is already involved, it has become nothing but a four-letter word right now, that word risk. And yet, there's an Associated Press article that says, if you can somehow increase your guaranteed income, market declines like this one won't seem nearly as scary as they did before. What do they mean by that?
Yeah, it's important to have a safety net built in if you can avoid those declines. We've utilized fixed indexed annuities for our clients for a number of years, and I own a lot of those personally. What it does is when the markets crash, your account is protected. It does not go down. Wouldn't it be nice to have a crash like this happen? If it happened, well, not a nice situation, but wouldn't it be nice if your money was protected during the next market crash?
Mm.
Most of our clients have their larger assets in safe accounts that don't go down. So they are protected. They don't have to worry when the market crashes like this.
Right.
Yeah. So that's just the added security that we can provide. And that's part of something that's helping you sleep better at night as well. Because even though you're not going to be catching all of the gains that the stock market get, that 17% in one day, for example, you're also not losing that 17% in one day, and you're gaining a moderate 5 to 6%. So that's just something that's going to help you sleep well and it's going to add in that protection for your accounts. So that way your accounts can keep growing in retirement and you can live off of that interest.
Something else that I wanted to ask you in the wake of everything that's been happening because of COVID-19 and news as we get at things that are changing is this whole idea of taxes this year. We've been given a 3-month reprieve on filing our taxes and paying any taxes that we might owe for 2019. Are there any worthwhile ways to use some of this extra time to review our overall tax strategy for next year?
Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have a whole year reprieve?
Right. Sure.
That's
would.
What I was hoping for. Instead of this $1 trillion bailout, I was thinking, why don't you just waive taxes for you?
Except
for that $1 trillion. Come on. Just not pay anything this year.
Well, maybe you need to be running for office.
I think I should.
Okay, then do it.
But with these taxes, they're always a tough situation because we have to pay them. I mean, we want to have a good society, and there's several great things that the tax money goes towards, and we enjoy those benefits. But it's nice that we're going to have a little extra time to file and pay those taxes. Mm-hmm. In the interim, during that time period, it's important to plan ahead for next year's taxes. Gives you a little bit more leeway right now so that you have a little few extra dollars in your pocket. But it's important to plan ahead so you're not going to be surprised during retirement how much taxes might be deducted from your retirement income.
Yeah, things like Social Security and different parts of your retirement portfolio can be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm personally a bigger fan of you filing early for taxes.
Okay.
Because sadly, no matter how late you file, you're not going to get, it's not like Social Security where the longer you wait, the more you get back.
Okay.
So you're going to get back the same amount that you would anyways. And it's more money in your pocket sooner and you can make that more active in your life. So that's my personal opinion on it.
Right.
Even though I know with the virus and everything, it is difficult right now. And I do think that is a benefit for many people. Just having that more money in your pocket sooner is only going to be more helpful for you.
The people that it benefits as far as filing later are those that actually owe taxes.
Ah.
If you're due a refund, by all means, file right away. Today.
Right.
Get your refund back in your pocket.
Well, whether your questions are about taxes or about options that you didn't realize that you had, or you just want to be able to bounce your thoughts and ideas off of somebody who is constantly looking into this, because that's what Mark and Clint Cadell, they do every day. They plan for these kinds of things. They work with their clients on coming up with financial and retirement plans that offer a bit more security. And if you have questions of your own, they are here to help you answer in the process and in the wake of all the turmoil that we've all seen and felt lately. 801-839-4939 is their number to give them a call and ask your own questions. And another great way to get started is by reading Mark's book titled The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement, because you may have some extra time at home right now. Why not put the time to good use by reading his book, getting to work on a plan of your own? In fact, right now you can have your copy for free. The first 10 callers, we're going to get you a copy of Mark's book, and he's actually answering the calls yourself. So while you've got him on the phone, plan a time to meet with him and Clint in this space of social distancing. They can have a web call with you, a video call, you know, the way you FaceTime with your grandkids. They can video conference you that way, or just a good old-fashioned conference call. There's a lot that can be done over the phone, and they are here to help you with all of these questions and navigate through all of these murky waters. 801-839-4939 to get started. Coming up, why this market crash might be crazier than 1929. We're going to talk about that when we come back with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays...
What does it really mean to retire rich? It means being able to enjoy each day without having to worry about outliving your money. Listen to Retire Rich Today with host Mark Cadell, Saturday evenings at 6 here on KSL News Radio.
Never can say goodbye. No, 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 no. Never can say goodbye. Every time I think I've had enough, I start heading for the door. There's a very
Welcome back to the show, here with Mark and Clint Cadell of Cadell Investments, who are answering your financial questions today. 801-839-4939 is the number for you to call to ask them those questions again. Guys, we talk so much on the show about helping people get to retirement. I want to flip the conversation a bit and ask about folks who like working, who like their job, who like what they do. And your experiences in situations like that with your clients who have found it hard to say goodbye to the 9-to-5 life and retire. What are those conversations like? How do you advise them? What do you guys talk about?
It's always funny because when we sit down with people, it ranges from, yeah, you want to work for forever,
yep,
and they enjoy staying busy. And then there's the other side of the coin where I want to retire.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. It's really just we formulate a plan for what you want out of your retirement. So we met with a couple once, and then the next time we met with them, we said, and if you retire today like you want to, this is the income that you can expect. These are the taxes you can expect to pay. Mm-hmm. And we go over step by step and show them black and white what they can expect out of their retirement if they retire 5 years from now, 4 years from now, or if they retired yesterday. So that's something that's really helpful for people, because retirement is just some nebulous word, and your retirement income is a nebulous term. So you don't really have any idea what it is. But we really, when we sit down with you, we try to educate you and make it so simple and you can understand every step of the way. So that way you don't have that worry and you just have more security when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We meet a wide variety of people, as Clint said, when they retire. And we've got a lot of different types of clients that come into our office from all different backgrounds. And some people, like you said, absolutely want to retire yesterday. Mm-hmm. Or they might not want to retire at all.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly fine. What we find most people want to do is they want to do something different.
Okay.
They're tired of their current job.
Right.
It's a job.
Right.
They want to do a hobby. They want to travel. They want to do all different types of things. And some of them want to do things for income, added income. Mm-hmm. But most of our clients, I would say 95%, want to just call it quits. They want to retire. They're tired of working. And they want to just spend more time with the grandkids and the kids and lounge around the house in their pajamas and eat cereal in front of the TV, mm-hmm. whatever else they, mm-hmm. you know.
Like under quarantine, really.
it's basically we're all retired right now. This is what retirement is like. You sit home and watch TV for hours. No, that's not good.
No, but maybe that's some good advice. That's a good way to look at it. It's like what you're experiencing right now is retirement life. Are you comfortable with it? Are you happy with it? If so, great. If not, maybe you need to make some adjustments and changes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen some real funny comics online about, there's this strange lady in my house. She says she's my wife. She's really nice, but I don't know who she is.
I think that a big difference, though, there's a difference between wanting to work and having to work, right?
That's
what's important to consider and focus on.
Yeah, people don't want to be forced into working for years and years and years when they really don't want to. They're just working because they need a little extra paycheck. Most people want to have that freedom to choose. I don't want to work anymore because I have sufficient assets where I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Big, big difference. Because then you can do something part-time. You can do whatever you want because that extra income is just extra income. That's what it is.
Well, getting down to business and figuring it out, discovering what your options are in the way of having to work or wanting to work, that's what Mark and Clint are here to help you figure out. If you've wondered how long you'll have to work, if you could have retired yesterday, if you can't retire for 10 more years, these are the kinds of numbers they can crunch and put down on paper for you so that you can have a clearer picture of the direction you're headed and adjust your sails in the winds if necessary. 801-839-4939 to call the Cadells and get talking to them about the kinds of plans and options that you do have available to you. It's not too late, despite all of the crazy market stuff that's going on. It's got a lot of us watching the news a whole lot more right now, which is a good thing and a bad thing, probably watching more financial news than we usually do. So we're hearing a lot of terminology that maybe we haven't heard before. For example, I recently heard some people using the word VIX, which is short for volatility index and measures the amount of volatility in the stock market. The record high for the VIX was set back in 2008 previously at the beginning of the Great Recession. Unfortunately, we've set a new record this month. How can we as investors and as retirement savers manage the volatility issue?
It can be very tough
right.
for people right. to experience volatility. A lot of people will just bury their head in the sand. That's one option.
Right.
And say, I'm just going to ignore the stock market and ignore my 401k statement. I'm going to ignore all those things. But the important thing is to learn from our prior experiences. And if it's causing too much anxiety and angst, by all means, shift into something that's not so volatile. Put your money somewhere where it's not going to be on that wild roller coaster. Use an indexed annuity to protect your money and avoid this volatility. It's safe, secure, it's going to grow at a reasonable rate of return, and you're not going to lose your money in the next downturn. Now, the volatility for other people, they view it as a huge buying opportunity, and that's the way we look at it. For a portion of our portfolio that's in the stock market, we like this huge downward trend that we've seen recently because it put everything on sale. I mean, 38% discount. I mean, some companies were down 60, 70, 80%. The travel industry, holy cow, it was down an enormous amount. Mm-hmm. And of course, the last few days, we've seen those stocks rally up 20, 30, 40% because they've been down 80%.
Right.
So there's tremendous buying opportunity and value because we're going to get through this. Things will return back to a normal situation and things will improve.
Yeah, we really are in a global market. So as far as things rallying and improving, when they improve on a whole. With that said, as they go down, they also go down as a whole, as we saw with the coronavirus. So there's just a number of different leading and lagging indicators that work with the markets that we pay attention to. And that's how we help keep our clients and help them make informed decisions. And like what Mark said, a great opportunity is for those fixed indexed annuities that don't go down when the markets go down, and you can capture some of that upside. So there are just a number of things like that VIX index that you mentioned that we keep track of and mm-hmm. we observe. And granted, this downturn was different than any other because most of it came from a virus. Many people heard for a long time now that the media has been saying, oh, there's a recession on the rise, there's a recession on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever said the markets are going to turn down because of a virus right. that's going to come across the world. So that's something that was unpredicted, and that's what realistically the markets crashed to. So that's something that was new that nobody could really know for certain how big of a deal it was going to be, and nobody was truly prepared for it. But as you have those plans, you can lock in those gains. So that way, if something bad does happen, you don't have to get that gut punch and you don't have to swallow that frog in your throat knowing that you've lost a lot of money.
It's interesting how you mentioned none of us could have predicted the coronavirus. And if you look back at the history of the market, none of us could have ever imagined that the dot-coms would fail or that 9/11 would happen or that the housing, I mean, mortgages would come unraveled in 2008. The thing about it is it's the unexpected that we can expect. None of us really know what it's going to be that creates the market to make a downturn. The fact of the matter is those things will come, and preparing for the unexpected, having that plan in place when the unexpected occurs is how we can withstand these unexpected situations, right?
Yeah, and that's why the majority of our clients did not panic.
Right.
Because most of their assets are in those protected areas. If people follow our advice and put a large portion of their assets as they get close to retirement or they are retired, they don't panic. They don't have all the stress of this huge 30, 40% sell-off. It's so refreshing to wake up every morning. You turn on the TV and you see the market is down 20, 30, 40%, whatever it is, and your money is not down at all.
Right.
But it's actually increasing. That's a comforting thing in retirement. So it's important to have a retirement plan put into place prior to these events happening. It'll happen again. We don't know when. We don't know where. We don't know the cause. It will happen again. Prepare for the next downturn now.
Having a plan in place protects events panicking.
Yeah. Isn't it strange? We had panic selling on Wall Street, literally panic.
Yep.
And then we had panic buying at Walmart and Costco.
And we
ran out of several different items.
Right.
Who knew that toilet paper was going to be the hot commodity?
Seriously.
I always thought it would be alcohol, chocolate, tobacco, but no, toilet paper.
Well, again, it's the thing that we talk about. It's like it's the unexpected that we can expect. You never know what it's going to be or what's going to trigger people. The important thing is having plans in place. That's what's going to help you prevent that panic of your own. If you don't have a plan, there's never been a better time to get started on your own plan. And Mark and Clint Cadell are here to help you get started with it. 801-839-4939. That's their phone number. Save it to your cell phone. Give them a call. You can plan to meet with them even in the social distancing that we are in. They can do web conferencing, you know, how you FaceTime your kids or grandkids. There's a lot that can get done over just an old-fashioned phone call. You'd be amazed how much they can get done that way with a few emails and a few phone calls. Mark's even written a book to help you get started with all of it, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And right now, he wants to give you a copy of that book for free and then plan a time to meet with you a little bit further as well. 1-800-239-4939 to get your copy of Mark's book and to get started on your own plan today. All right, hang on. We'll be back with more Retire Rich today on KSL News Radio right after this. It's a beautiful-